USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With lawmakers back on Capitol Hill, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is urging Congress not to delay action on additional COVID-19 relief.
Now is not the time to worry about shrinking the deficit or shrinking the Fed balance sheet.
The Treasury Secretary on CNBC, President Trump is awarding the Distinguished Flying Cross to seven California National Guardsmen who saved 242 people from the Creek Fire, one of the dozens of wildfires raging across California.
They flew into blazing flames, raging wind, and it was raging, and blinding smoke to rescue families who were trapped by the massive Creek Fire.
From Sacramento, California to Phoenix, Arizona, President Trump participating in a Latinos for Trump coalition roundtable, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
We all have health goals, but let's face it, you are living in some fantasy world if you think you are suddenly about to start eating better. In fact, have you thought of this? How many different servings of fruit have you eaten today? How many servings of vegetables? And sorry, Dad, French fries and ketchup don't count. The experts recommend eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. That's where Balance of Nature comes in. With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature gives you all your daily recommended servings and contains 31 different fruits and vegetables. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Change your life now by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Average gasoline prices have dropped just over 3 cents a gallon, with the national average at $2.17 per gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
That's the lowest level in several weeks. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the prices could go even lower later this week.
The national average remains 39 cents lower than last year's tally of 2.57 per gallon, and likely will continue heading lower as oil prices have plunged, surrounding concerns about oil and gasoline demand.
Requirements for summer gasoline blends will come to an end on Tuesday, ushering in cheaper to produce winter gasoline.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, are early voting in the Delaware presidential primary. The Bidens voting early because he plans to hold a campaign event tomorrow in Florida. The Bidens casting those ballots in person. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Food banks around the country are doing what they can to help people make it through the pandemic. Demand at food banks is up 60% this year amid the coronavirus pandemic. Andrew Zimmern is a chef and hosts a show called What's Eating America on MSNBC. He says we don't have a food issue in the United States, but
the heartbreaking part of this is that we have enough food in America. We're just not getting it to the people who need it the most. And the entities that are doing the incredible work, from the San Antonio Food Bank to the Paisley's grocery, free grocery in Nashville, to food banks all over the country, they are simply being overwhelmed.
A young Australian personality and conservationist is showing the first pictures of her newly growing family. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Television personality and wildlife conservationist Bindi Irwin has shared on social media an ultrasound of her first child as she is expecting with her husband Chandler Powell. She's the daughter of late TV personality Steve Irwin. The young couple is smiling with their eyes closed in the picture. Irwin is holding a baby kangaroo, and Powell has a koala in his arms. Irwin and Powell tied the knot in March and announced her pregnancy in August.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.